How relevant was this definition to the children we were seeing? After a single traumatic incident, a dog bite, an accident, or witnessing a school shooting, children can indeed develop basic PTSD symptoms similar to those of adults, even if they live in safe and supportive homes. As a result of having the PTSD diagnosis, we now can treat those problems quite effectively. In the case of the troubled children with histories of abuse and neglect who show up in clinics, schools, hospitals, and police stations, the traumatic roots of their behaviors are less obvious, particularly because they rarely talk about having been hit, abandoned, or molested even when asked. 82% of the traumatized children seen in the National Child Traumatic Stress Network do not meet diagnostic criteria for PTSD. Because they often are shut down, suspicious, or aggressive, they now receive pseudoscientific diagnoses such as oppositional defiant disorder, meaning, this kid hates my guts and won't do anything I tell him to do, or disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, meaning, he has temper tantrums. Having as many problems as they do, these kids accumulate numerous diagnoses over time. Before they reach their 20s, many patients have been given 4, 5, 6, or more of these impressive but meaningless labels. If they receive treatment at all, they get whatever is being promulgated as the method of management du jour: medications, behavioral modification, or exposure therapy. These rarely work and often cause more damage. As the NCTSN treated more and more kids, it became increasingly obvious that we needed a diagnosis that captured the reality of their experience. We began with a database of nearly 20,000 kids who were being treated in various sites within the network and collected all the research articles we could find on abused and neglected kids. These were winnowed down to 130 particularly relevant studies that reported on more than 100,000 children and adolescents worldwide. A core work group of 12 clinician researchers specializing in childhood trauma then convened twice a year for 4 years to draft a proposal for an appropriate diagnosis, which we decided to call developmental trauma disorder. As we organized our findings, we discovered a consistent profile. 1. A pervasive pattern of dysregulation. 2. Problems with attention and concentration. And 3. Difficulties getting along with themselves and others. These children's moods and feelings rapidly shifted from one extreme to another, from temper tantrums and panic to detachment, flatness, and dissociation. When they got upset, which was much of the time, they could neither calm themselves down nor describe what they were feeling.